Session's gonna start here, folks.
I apologize. I was in a rotten mood at that point.
When was that?
I gave him a hard time. We will continue that conversation. Yeah?
Is there anyone behind us who would like to join us on this side? No? Okay. All right.
Well, let's get started.
Well, whether you're in front of us or behind us, you're welcome to join in this discussion. I'm Teresa Allen, and I'm with KPFT, Local Advisory Board. I'm also on the Pacifica National Board, and it's so good to have you here. Someone called me about 12:30, I guess it was yesterday morning, and warned me about you. There's just a little bit of paranoia in the Pacifica organization, but let me assure you that you have relieved me of all doubts. I have been totally stimulated from this experience, and I've also been very, very encouraged by conversations that I've had with affiliates. I must apologize if you wonder why we have not, why quality conversations with some of you. And I hope we have many, many, many more, because it's going to be an ongoing. So, I've talked with some of you, and I've used the expression refreshing candor. And when some people kind of vent at me, I've said thank you, and you might have thought that was incongruous, but I have appreciated the refreshing candor, which I didn't think had a political agenda, that we really do have something to offer each other, and I'm looking forward to that relationship. I also feel that you feel as I do that we need to have a national presence, and that there are so many exponential benefits of us all working together. And I think that despite all the other things that we have to offer each other, communication, technical services, program exchanges, that the most important thing that I've gotten from you so far is really your attitude. The attitude, I think, is going to overcome all other barriers. And that's what gives me the most hope about our relationship and with the affiliates. So let this show begin, I guess. Okay. Dina?
Hi, I'm Dina Colbert, and I'm a producer, a fairly new one at WBAI. I started about 8 months before the coup, went on WBIX during the coup, and came back and have been on since then. And when the coup began, Juan Gonzalez asked me to do something with Pacifica Campaign, and I wasn't sure what I really could offer until I thought about the affiliates and how the affiliates have been part of the process of Pacifica for many, many years, and what that, at that point, I used the word relationship, was about. So I asked to start the affiliate connection between Pacifica Campaign and the affiliates. And I have to say, organizing with concerned friends at BAI, I wouldn't say that my outreach efforts reached across America. But I did make some connections here on the East Coast. And they were very fruitful, and it's been a long relationship. And one of the things that happened was I learned far more than I think I could possibly have given back during that time period. I learned that there never really was a relationship. What there was a contract, that affiliates had with Pacifica. And it was a financial contract, and it was a one-way stream. It was called money in and no communication, no technical services, no programming sharing, and no governance, no process of a back and forth communication in any way over not 1 year or 2 years, but over many, many years. It was difficult to constantly hear negatives and not hear positives. It was a difficult time at Pacifica. It's still a difficult time at Pacifica. But what I do want to say is that we're in this for the long haul. We hope that over a long period of time, we can reestablish something called a relationship, which never existed, and that today is yet another beginning. We began when Pacifica National Board came back as an interim board. It's been slow, but let me tell you the things that have taken place. In the packet, you'll see a letter that was written. The board formed a committee in March. A letter was written in April by Dan Coughlin, who was then the acting executive director. Nothing was done in May, but in June, when the board met again, they formed a larger committee in which I also was put on that committee. I'm not part of the board. I really, mostly an obsessive, compulsive listener of BAI and of whatever I get nationally.
There's a certain advantage to being not on the IPNB.
So I have to say that over this period of time, since June, we've had two conference calls of the committee. Another letter was sent out, which is just an update since the April letter. And now we're having this meeting. And this meeting is to spend a very few minutes giving you some of our thoughts, some of our ideas, and then really opening it up for a dialogue to find out how we can establish a relationship. What is it that you as affiliates would like in a relationship with Pacifica? What kinds of fantasies can we all share? And then work through a process that we can work together in where some of the ideas can actually take shape over a period of time. I don't think anybody on this interim board or I can make any promises, but what we can do in good faith is form a process by which the dialogue stays open and we keep moving forward. And we mean to do that. The last thing I want to say is each committee member was given a set of stations that they are responsible for. I have 9 stations. I've emailed them twice. I've made phone calls once. And I actually made a few connections. Connections take a little bit longer. But it's a process that's begun. They know of my existence. And what we will act as is liaison to the national board so that each station does not slip through the cracks any longer. So that if there's a problem and I'm your liaison, you can come to me and within a day I can get to Pacifica and get an answer back to you. That's a new beginning. That didn't happen before. So we have made some changes and there is progress. I'd like to quickly go down the list of ideas that we've been flinging about, and then the rest of this session is really to open up your ideas. We listen and take notes, and the last 10 or 15 minutes talk about process, if that's okay with you. So let me just go down.
I want to ask a question. I'm going to take notes,
but I'd like someone to maybe check my work. Is there someone that would like to take notes on these suggestions so if I miss something, you be sure that we have it? Anyone volunteer to do that?
Yes, I think it's being taped. So okay. We'll follow the tape.
You'll give me a copy of the tape?
Okay.
Good. Also, do we want to ask if people want to introduce, we want to have people introduce themselves?
When they come up with their ideas, I think what we need to do is just keep going right now. So
I want to say one more thing then.
Okay.
If you don't get a chance to come up to the mic and introduce yourself, so we make sure that we've made touched each one of you, please see me at the end of the meeting, because I would like to have touched base or made contact with everybody.
Well, in fact, Leslie Kagan, our chair, is here. Dan Coughlin, our executive director, is here. I believe Ray LaForest, who's on the committee, will be coming tomorrow. He thought this was scheduled for tomorrow. And Teresa and I are here. So there are five of us who really want to listen to you. And you can say the same thing to all five of us. It's fine. So let me just run down quickly. What we know is that communication was just a mess. But this was not something that happened just because of the coup. This happened systemically from the beginning because there was no structure and process put in place. We know that technical service, in terms of whatever your needs were, they were never met. We know that there, again, it's a structural problem, and that needs to be addressed structurally so that your needs can be met in a way that makes sense. In programming, there's never been shared programming, and that's something that, I mean, I only came to grassroots last year. I'm brand new at this, but it's been talked about and bantered about, I know, far longer than that. And governance. Pacifica is changing. There are bylaws being written as we sit here. There will be elections before the end of the year or early next year. And there are things that we would like to offer. These are ideas. These are not promises. So let me just run through them. One is in terms of programming. We will be doing something on 9/11 so that we can counter on a national basis the programming that will be commercially thrown across America. We would like affiliates to be part of that national day of programming. Just how that can happen has to be addressed. We would also, we've talked about the possibility of a national day of affiliate programming where nothing on the five Pacifica stations takes place except the introduction of who affiliates are, the type of programming you do, the excellent conferences you've had, everything about yourselves, so that the listeners in the Pacifica network, other than affiliates, know who you are. It's an important part of the process if we are going to have what we have talked about to you last year, I know, which was the possibility of a national board member being part of Pacifica National Board, so you have direct communication with your own representative. So those are some ideas. I'd like to throw some other ideas out for just a second and then open the floor to all of you. We've talked about the need for a national movement. I've been going from one workshop to another since last night, and clearly what we need is to understand how much we need each other. We see that the latest go-round on the national level is to pick off individual stations. Well, in New York, what I find interesting is they're picking off individual child care centers, individual youth groups, individual senior centers. Why is that the same pattern as individual radio stations? Is this the wave of the future, so that an individual group on a budget line gets thrown out and has no voice rather than the coalition that it represents? I think we really need to look at what's happening nationally. It is a national problem, and it's happening on a local level. Sure, New York City has budget cuts, but I know for a fact that the city council didn't even know what the budget was when they voted on it. They didn't know which groups were going to get cut out. And now, just a few months later, I'm getting phone calls because of the work that I do that this particular group was cut out of the budget and this particular group was cut out of the budget. Not a line. It's not a line item. What does that mean? How are we going to work together? Okay. We need coordinated training. Some of you guys are fabulous technologically. We need national programming days. There are other things, access to national radio events, legal representation before the FCC. These are only possibilities. Multimedia access, TV, cable, satellite, collective benefits packages. What about health care that we took out a package for all of us? Oops. What happened about dental care? What about insurance coverage? Could we do something collectively? Would it be cheaper? Is it possible? These are just ideas. What I'd like to do is open up the microphone for you and see what kinds of thoughts you have for building a real, meaningful relationship that has equity in it, back and forth, between affiliates and between Pacifica. Thank you.
You ready to go?
Absolutely.
I'll take the plunge.
What's your question, Leslie?
Well, I just wanted to clarify something about what's in this packet.
You might want to walk to the mic.
I just wanted to be clear.
Leslie Kagan.
Yeah, right. Hi, I'm Leslie Kagan. I'm the chair of the interim board. Some people think I'm the interim chair of the board, but I'm the chair of the interim board. Anyway, there are a few things I just want to clarify. One is on the network fact sheet. There's a claim that the network reaches 80% of all radio listeners. That's a little overstated. What I think the meaning is here, that there is the potential of the five stations, Pacifica, and the affiliates all together, we have collectively the potential to reach that many listeners. The other thing is there are two items in here. One is called the Pacifica Affiliation Agreement, and the other is the Pacifica Radio Network Fee Schedule. And you'll see that fee schedule is dated October 1st, 1997. It's a little out of date, as is this agreement. There has not been a new agreement figured out. And we have not done it because we want to talk to you guys, right? We want to figure out an agreement that we all agree on, and not the Pacifica National has an agreement, then you sign the dotted line. But we wanted to see what some of this, you know, what this history has been, and what needs working on. And obviously the financial arrangements, you know, at some point we will have to discuss that. But for me, I think for all of us here today, that is not the starting point of this conversation. It's really about politically, how do we work together? What services can we provide because we are a national organization? How do the affiliates fit into that and contribute to that? Are there common campaigns and projects that we can work on together? And then at some point, let's talk about money. But that's not the starting point. But we did want to not hide the history, and that's why we included this material also. There may be other stuff in here, too. I haven't had a chance, actually, to read it all thoroughly, but I know I wanted to catch that. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Leslie Kagan.
My name is Steve Pierce. I'm from WRPI in Troy. I'm sure there's lots of stuff that other people will say, so I'm not going to try to say anything, but a couple of things that come to mind as you mentioned your list. It's really great. It's a great spirit that you have here that's so different from what I've experienced in the last, you know,
10 years.
Whatever. but I'd have to say that it's not as though there's never been a better relationship. I don't know who to talk to here, so I'll just talk to the tennis court. It's not as though there hasn't been a good relationship between the affiliates, because I remember in 1977, before Pacifica National Programming was a feed, there was a news feed that stations could cut up and use in their own newscasts, and it was a great honor to have. I was a student at the time, and to have your piece accepted by the Pacifica News for refeeding to all the stations, it was a really great thing. And I think a lot of people remember that. Some of them are at NPR now. Because it's ironic, because the NPR news list had this sort of requiem for the PNN, saying, oh, wasn't it great? We remember when, back in the days when we first started out. And they're remembering something that had already ceased to exist a long time ago. But it was real. A lot of people got their start that way. Anyway, a couple things that I'd add to your list. The folks at the Pacifica campaign did such a great job. And there are so many other stations around the country that are under attack but don't have the resources to defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The college stations, the station was in St. Louis or Kansas City.
Kansas City.
You look now, every few weeks, somebody else is getting hammered. And they're going to go down because they don't have the resources. And the campaign, protect your affiliates, because once you lose one, these affiliates are not coming back once they turn into NPR stations. So that would be a great resource. Legal, you know, Dennis, email, all that kind of stuff. I don't know if Dennis is a category or, well. And then the other thing is that the affiliate services could be improved some, the communication. I don't know if Brian is a, is Brian here?
No.
Brian Gibbon?
No.
Okay, good. No. Brian's doing a great job. I don't know what all else he's doing, so it's difficult for me to know, you know, what's on his plate. I assume like everyone else at Pacifica, it's an insane challenge. Exponentially increased. But, you know, I get three copies of an email saying something, a program impairment that happened 3 hours ago because it came at the last minute, you know, that kind of thing. There's a lot of that could be done to improve this. And there are people around here, Mariah, the folks, I don't know, Philip was here making contact. There are people in the independent community that are doing such a great job of promoting their programs and providing affiliate services to get them on, New Dimensions, National Radio Project, those folks. And there must be some way to learn from them. I don't suggest centralizing it all, but I suggest that we could certainly learn better how to do this from the people who are already doing it. And maybe we could cut down on the duplication of effort so that every program producer doesn't have to do his or her own program distribution and marketing to get to the same group of stations. There might be some economies of scale. So anyway, those are a few. And I also heard a rumor that the Pacific was thinking about getting rid of the KU satellite because it duplicates the C-band distribution. And I would have to say that our station has both. I don't know, a rumor, Pacifica, can you believe it? But anyway, if there was such a thing, I wouldn't do that.
I'd like to see if we could dispel that.
Okay.
Or Dan, could you please address that?
Yeah, that's not true.
Okay, good.
That's what the word rumor means.
Oh, it's Derlin.
Howdy.
Marty Derlin, KGNU. I'm glad Leslie addressed the stuff in the packet because I was like, this looks like the same old shitty contract. And to address the problems with it, first of all, I mean, it's unclear what Pacifica affiliation means at this point to me still. I think the automatically renewed for successive terms thing is a problem. And, of course, the 10% that the annual fee shall be increased by an amount equal to 10% for the next year problem. Problem with signing, yeah. So, anyway, there's that. The list of programs...
Maybe you can help us draft a new one.
Maybe. last time I just... cross out things. That was sweet. The Pacifica Network programs, okay, as I understand it, none of these are really produced by Pacifica. There, some of them are produced at Pacifica program. These are things that are available on the KU, correct?
Not all of them either.
Okay, so here's another problem. I think you probably have some problems in the Pacifica list as well of the affiliates. And, you know, while what's happened this year is that KGNU willingly paid its Pacifica dues, what we understood them to be. We paid that for Democracy Now!, which is an excellent program and is worth, I forgot what our dues are, like $6,200 or something paltry like that. So Democracy Now! Is definitely worth that amount, but that's the same amount that we used to pay for DN and PNN. And now, of course, we're paying Free Speech Radio News a whole nother set of money, so which they deserve and I want to see them have. But I just want to have that noted, that the whole dues issue is a problem. And on the National Days of Programming, we would like to take some of this national programming at KGNU, and we tried to take some of the protest programming, and what we found was that it was laced with fundraising. And so it was very difficult for us to do that. So if you are fundraising, you need to let us know, and not by Brian's three emails that you can't read, which I concur with Steve, they're just silly, really. And they need to be accurate, please. You know, at 10 till the hour, we're going to cut out and do a bunch of Pacifica fundraising, so then we can go back to KGNU and do KGNU fundraising or whatever we want to do. So appreciate all your mea culpas. And I do hope that we can all work together and come up with something that's really good for the stations that have been the affiliates and for the new Pacifica. And thanks for the meeting, guys.
Thank you. That's what I mean when I talk about attitude. I don't think just another contract's going to fix the problem. I think that the attitude that, you know, we need to, if there's a problem, we need to fix it right away. That's integral.
I'm Pancho Villa from Mexico. I do have a couple of constructive suggestions. This is a new day, between Pacifica and the affiliates. I do feel that way. I like to think that the moments, the times that we live in, call for a coalition built.